This is the Normal Nerds Podcast, where two very normal dudes talk about very nerdy stuff. And what else feel like talking about? I'm your host, Maxwell Ceresia.
And I'm your host, who still remembers the show, Biggest Loser, Davis Bates.
This episode, we're going to be finding out who is the biggest loser of anime. So sit back, relax, and welcome to the Normal Nerds Podcast. All right, Davis.
Ayo.
So many times when anime is talked about, it's like, who would beat who? Could Saitama beat Goku? No.
Yeah, true.
Could Levi beat... what would be a good fight for Levi?
For Levi?
Like a good, like actual fight.
I don't know. Bakugo, maybe? They're both aerial. Sort of.
Bakugo.
Why am I forgetting? What My Hero Academia, Exposed You Boy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
oh yeah.
It's like not Midoriya, because Midoriya would whip his ass, like Bago, they're about the same speed, I think.
I guess pretty much anyone in Class 1A, besides Midoriya.
Yeah, I don't think he'd do so well against Todoroki.
Oh yeah, Todoroki. Yeah, Todoroki wouldn't do so well.
That'd be pretty tough. But so, as we're getting into the grid of the episode here, apparently. Yeah.
So what we're going to do is there's this app called Spin the Wheel. Not that creative of a name, but it has a bunch of downloads, so whoever made it, you're... doing really well.
Nice.
And it's just anime characters on this wheel. And at first we're like, oh, we'll spin it and we'll have two people in the fight and we'll figure out who wins. But we're always talking about who wins. Yeah. How about we find the biggest loser? So we're going to spin it 20 times.
Alrighty.
And we'll see who's the biggest loser at the end.
Yep.
So we'll start out with two names. Ready? We're going to spin it right now. First one is Gojo.
Okay.
Good luck. Yeah. From JJK. Good luck to the next name. Against... Ichigo from Bleach. Gojo.
I'm talking about the loser right now?
Yeah. Sorry. Oh, yeah. See,
there's no way. Yeah.
That's how often we are talking about the winner. Yeah, Ichigo.
I think Ichigo would lose that one because Ichigo, all of his attacks function on space. I mean, like...
What about...
It wouldn't because curses are spiritual and Ichigo's... The whole soul of society works on like spirit energy and shit. He'd be doubly fucked.
Yeah, like, I definitely think Ichigo would be the loser.
Yes, he'd be the biggest loser in that case.
Okay, so we're going to go... that was two. Ichigo versus Noelle from Black Clover.
Ooh.
Really? Noelle would lose this.
I think you're right,
She would run out of magic before the fight even...
Yeah, and Ichigo's had... He has big attacks.
Yeah.
He has AoE attacks.
She would do her Sea Dragon thing. And maybe that would
Late game Noelle. Current Noelle doesn't run out when she does. She can do multiple sea dragons.
Yeah, but I mean, like, I'm saying, like, those kind of attacks, like, come on, Ichigo's seen way bigger stuff than that.
I don't disagree with that, yeah.
So I don't know how Noelle will be at the end of the series.
But we know we're probably wearing less clothing than she does now.
Oh my god. Yeah. Her dumb mermaid outfit.
I've seen a couple spoilers of what they're gonna do with her. It gets worse.
Terrible. Let's make her boobs 10 times bigger for this outfit. It's like, why? It does nothing.
Why?
Though I do like Noelle.
Yeah.
Obviously Mimosa. That's the main girl.
Mimosa is best girl.
But okay, Noelle the loser.
Noelle is the loser.
Okay, wow. All right. Okay, so that's three. Noelle versus Azula. Ooh, from Avatar. Don't know why she's on this.
Azula's losing this
because Avatar's not an anime. But that's whatever.
Whatever. Azula's losing that.
Yeah,
because
she's fire.
Yeah, not even just the type difference problem. But like. Azula, even if it's during the common, ain't shooting the magic off the Black Clover universe is doing right there. Yeah. Like, Noelle's shooting entire lakes at you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's no way.
Just lose her mind.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the only thing I could see at, the only thing.
Electricity, maybe?
Electricity, that's maybe. It. In the weird, you know, anime, Pokemon, everything. It's like, electricity, or water connects electricity perfectly like this. It's like, okay, it sort of does. Yeah, whatever.
Maybe. It'd be a big maybe.
It'd be a big, big maybe, yeah.
All right. Okay, so every new person we're getting, it just keeps losing. So Azula.
This is going to be tough because, like, unless we get a real friggin' wimpy guy, most anime characters are stronger than Azula.
That is very true. Should we not count her because she's not anime? Should we skip her?
Let's see what the next one is. Okay. And then if it's ruining this, then we skip her.
Okay. Yeah, we're going to skip her. All right, so back to
Noelle. Noelle's back up. Yeah, Noelle is still a loser.
And Avatar's not anime, so...
Yeah, it really isn't. I'm sorry. Yeah.
No, it's not.
I'm not sorry.
It's like if someone's like, Invincible's anime. I'm like, it's not anime.
It's not anime.
Like when we were talking to Maggie and Eric, and they're like, oh, you can get all this manga from the library. I said I wanted to read Invincible. And they're like, yeah. And I was like, that's a comic book.
That's really weird.
Very different. But anyways. Noelle versus Kaido. who was going to lose this
one? I couldn't. Yeah, it's so tough to figure that one out.
Well, apparently Rob Lucci is just as strong as Kaido, so. I know, they're just, I'm kidding. I'm talking about
okay.
I'm really, Lucci's just messing with him. But
I would say...
Noelle loses.
Yeah, Noelle definitely loses. I'm trying to think of a fun quip there, you know? Like, who loses? The invincible dragon that can create magma
the
attacks?
The invincible dragon or the one who just makes a water dragon?
Yeah, no. And okay. dances around at a mermaid. It's
okay,
so
Noelle, so that's four characters so far. Okay. Noelle versus... Zeke Jaeger.
I think Zeke
loses
this.
We might have found the biggest loser already.
I think Zeke loses this based on several things, but primarily the beast evil wizard in Black Clover was stronger than Zeke, and Noelle ripped him in half essentially with her attack.
Yeah.
And that was before she could like really handle the sea dragon attack. So I don't think, I think most shifters would lose to most anime.
I think so. We're at five characters, then we got 15 more to go. Whew.
That's gonna be tough. Zeke might
might be the bottom of this.
Unless like the cart titan's on here, that he might
lose. Okay, so Zeke,
I'm fine with
Zeke versus Edward Elric. It'd be Ed.
Think really?
Yeah, because Ed could just make cannons and stuff.
He can, but Zeke can just catch the cannonball, break it up, and throw it back really hard.
Tough. I'm trying to think.
He destroyed
it's a size factor.
It is, because when Zeke threw like stone, he destroyed a bunch of metal warships. And that's what like they sail on, or fly on, or do whatever they do in that show.
Yeah.
I don't know if
the size thing is what it is.
Yeah, it doesn't do, unless he has preparation, say if he does have preparation too, he doesn't do huge alchemy all the time like that, you know? Like, he makes big stuff. He does make big stuff.
But he doesn't. You might be right on that one, because it's just a size difference.
Yeah, it really is. And size and strength, just physical strength difference.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone doesn't handle projectiles. I might go out on that one.
I'm going to go out on that one. Edward really never fights anything that big.
No, not really.
Yeah, so if it was Roy, I would have said Roy would have won that.
Yeah, it's a giant stupid monkey that burns. what are you talking about?
Okay, so Ed loses. So, oh, wow. We immediately, right when we're like, Zeke might be the biggest loser, we immediately move on. So that's six characters. So Ed, Elric versus Sakura. Damn. Sakura. Damn, this one's gonna be tough.
Yeah, that might be the reason. We've said this three times now. I know, this is going so much better than I thought it was going to.
Alright, well, we're showing characters, and obviously Sakura loses this.
Yeah.
This is like what we're talking about. Once you get rid of the size difference, Ed can fuck people up.
Oh, 100%. He just makes metal swords out of his arm.
Yeah, exactly. Like, and he can harden everything.
Yeah.
What's Sakura gonna do? Punch really hard?
Pretty much, but yeah, at some point, it just has to, like, turn the ground beneath her into, like, quicksand. She's done.
Gobbledygook.
Yeah, exactly. He's done that.
All right, so, okay, that was eight characters. Sakura versus...
Also, what happens when she runs out of chakra? Like, alchemy doesn't run out. You just keep doing it. As long as you're, like, you just keep doing it.
Oh, you can do alchemy forever.
Yeah, exactly.
It does get you tired, but, like, you can
whatever.
Do it.
Whatever, not running out of chakra is.
Sakura versus Nezuko from Demon Slayer. Oh, God. That's actually not so easy. Well, I guess it doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah, it doesn't matter anymore. Nezuko at any point, because she's also super strong. She might be stronger. I think she could beat Sakura.
Yeah, I think she could. If the night thing was still in effect, then I'd be like, it depends.
Depends, yeah.
Yeah, it's like at night, during the day, no.
No, she has a critical weakness, but I'm going to go with that. I'm going with the most
Sakura's,
probably. Things. Yeah, Sakura's
going to lose.
Sakura's going to lose this one.
That's nine characters.
Yeah.
Sakura versus, I don't know this character. We'll skip it if you don't know it either. Or you can,
DKA.
I'll Google it.
I don't know what, no, I don't know that one. DKA.
I don't know it.
Damn it. DK. I don't know. I don't know either.
It's Anos DKA.
Is it Dragon? No, that makes sense.
Someone's like, I know what that is. It's not even popping up.
Okay. What is DKA?
Oh, it's the Misfit of the Demon King. This guy wins. He's a Mary Sue.
Oh, yeah.
He's like the Demon King thing. He easily wins this one.
Yep. Oh, 100%.
All right. I can't go into too much detail about it because I've never watched the show, but he's pretty
most
much...
Most Isekais run that
yeah,
way.
Yeah, yeah. So, Sakura loses. Now we're on to the 10th character, I think. Sakura versus Zenitsu. Zenitsu would probably win.
Sakura versus Zenitsu. From Demon Slayer. Yeah, he'd probably win that one. He goes so much faster than they do. And all of them are fundamentally just stronger than regular humans. Which is kind of Sakura's only thing she's got. And the healing, I guess. But he just keep cutting her so she can't keep healing.
Yeah, that did. Yeah.
Like he literally fights things that instantly heal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So Sakura loses again. No surprise.
Yeah.
On to 11th character, Sakura versus Tanjiro from Demon Slayer. We're just getting a bunch of Demon Slayer. Apparently, that's Tanjiro. No, yeah, I'm not even gonna get it. Sure. We don't even have to think about that one.
I know.
He just in heart alone.
I know. That's true. Yeah. It's so nice.
Yeah. Sakura. On to 12th character, Sakura versus Todoroki.
We're just.
Sakura loses again.
Now she's just getting destroyed. Yeah,
it went for a while. It was like. Oh, so good. But once you hit Sakura,
once you hit rock bottom, like you can't really keep going deeper.
I'm trying to think. We'll keep going. Round 12th character, Sakura versus Akaza, Demon Slayer.
Yeah, Akaza. The basketball wins every single time.
Yeah. Okay, 13th character, Sakura versus Monkey D. Dragon.
I don't even know what he does, and I know he wins.
I don't know what he does either, but he definitely wins.
Something with wind and maybe sky and storms. I don't know.
He's strong enough to put the fear in people who we know are strong.
Yeah, true. Yeah, like Smoker could beat Sakura, and he beat Smoker. So
could Smoker though? Smoker never beats anybody.
True, but if we just look away from that fundamental part of his character, he can't be touched.
Smoker literally just takes. I love Smoker, but he just takes L's. He literally just takes L's. Yeah, I love him, but okay. 14th character, Sakura versus Ochaka from My Hero Academia. Do you remember
Ochaka?
Ochaka.
That's Gravity, isn't it?
No, that's it's not. Is it? I thought her name was something else.
I don't know.
Oh, it is. Oh, because her last... I'm thinking Uraka.
Uravity. Uraka.
Yeah. Uraka. Oh. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, Chaka will win.
I'm not... Eh.
I think Sakura might actually have a chance in this one.
I think she does. Let's be real. Uravity really... Or Uravity or whatever her name is. She doesn't really do much.
Yeah.
And she's not that strong.
Yeah.
Like, physically strong.
Like, she's really not. And once you... Her big thing, so I'm just trying to think because there's, you know, you got to analyze this one because Sakura, it's tough. You got to make sure you're really 100% sure if you let her pass this one. I think Uravity's biggest stuff is that she just, like, she touches you, you're floating in the sky and you can't move. Mm-hmm. But Naruto characters can pretty much just break the air and move around there.
That's true.
So I would honestly say. I think Sakura could win this one.
I think she could too, honestly. Yeah. And I really think if you look at the animes, I know this sounds ridiculous with My Hero because they do big things. I think Naruto characters are built stronger.
I agree.
I think they take bigger hits.
Yeah, like, I definitely agree.
My Hero characters do, but they get hurt.
Yeah, that's true. Like, yeah. Naruto characters like, oh, man, I hear
okay,
a bell.
Okay, so Ochaka from My Hero Academia. Wow. I was like,
okay. I thought
Sakura went out of run there.
Yeah, I thought you ruined the episode. I'm not going to lie. It's like, oh, crap.
All right. Ochaka. Okay, on to character 15. Ochaka versus Whitebeard. Oh, jeez. This is so tough. Because she could just make him float, I guess, and then he can't do anything.
Oh, except for Blackbeard demonstrated that he could.
Whitebeard
literally would break her into pieces.
Yeah, so...
He shatters space.
I know.
Like, she operates on space.
He shatters gravity.
I know, true, yeah. He shatters everything.
So, Ochaka, moving on. Character 16, Ochaka versus Mirumi.
You know what the anime is?
My Hero. I'm Hunter x Hunter.
Oh, never watched it.
Yeah, I'll pull it up. Mirumi. Yeah, the Anka. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Bio-mile.
Isn't he?
Yeah,
he's one of the strongest villains. Yeah.
Bio-mile. That's not even close. All right. Ochaka, 17th character, right? Around the 17th.
Yes.
Pretty sure. Ochaka versus Lelouch.
From Lelouch's Rebellion?
Yeah.
Lelouch has one thing going.
She's pretty smart too.
She is smart, but if he gets her,
and Loki might be evil, I'm still sticking with that theory.
Yeah, that she's betrayal theory. Yeah, that's a good theory. I like it.
Even though I ship them so hard,
I know.
I would love it.
Great storytelling.
It would be great storytelling. And she was doing some kind of. She did do something kind of weird last season. I can't remember what it was. Anyways, I don't know. Lelouch never fights. He fights in mechs.
Yes,
he doesn't fight people with superpowers.
Correct.
That's my only thing.
That's it too. But if he gets her with, he can get her to kill herself. He gets her.
Could.
He could. Just suggestion. But it's a one.
See, that's the only thing is. I feel like he could.
Yes.
I'm trying to think. She doesn't think.
He would
probably outsmart her.
That's kind of how he rolls. Yeah. So like,
he would Batman her. Yeah. He's like, I knew you were gonna lift up all these objects ahead of me and blah blah blah. I'm gonna give it to Lelouch. I think he would win. I think Gochaka would lose.
Yeah, I think he would outsmart her. She's not. She's a smart girl, but she's not like mastermind level.
Yeah, I think she's definitely stronger than him.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, but half the characters we mentioned are. Like, yeah, that's true. He does not go to the gym.
If he wasn't smart.
And rich.
All right, so Uchaka moving on.
Magic powers.
Character 18 versus Uchaka. Toph. Uchaka floats.
Uchaka does float, but Toph can throw things.
But she would know where she is.
Ooh, that's a good point.
Yeah, she would have no idea where she is.
That's a really good point. Shit.
If she gets
Toph off the ground, too.
Oh, my God. Yeah, if she got... Oh, yeah. I don't know. I think Toph might lose this.
I think Toph loses,
too. She has to touch the ground.
She has to.
This actually, I think, is like, this is her worst match.
Yeah. I think it might be.
Oh, now holy I feel bad, because I'm like, a lot of characters, I'm like, oh, Chaka could beat all these people. I'm like, Toph could beat a lot of people.
Can't beat her Avity.
I agree. Toph's got to move on.
Wow.
That sucks. Because at first, I was like, Toph. And then I was like, wait a minute. She would never. That was a dumb
point. I didn't
even
think about that.
I was like,
she'll
never know where she is. And then also, she could just lift her up and she can't touch stone.
Yeah, if you can't touch it. Oh, wow.
All right, Toph's moving on. Wow. We got to skip Toph.
I thought we just established that with Azula. Oh, yeah.
But that was so fun.
Yeah.
Fuck it, we make our own rules.
I don't know, who cares? Yeah.
Yeah, Toph is staying on.
Yeah, it's fine. It's so late in the list now.
She'll beat the next person.
It's so late in the list now. Well, Toph could actually win.
For biggest loser?
No. She could actually beat some characters.
Oh, yeah. She'll actually...
Azula!
I guarantee, character 18, Toph is going to beat.
Some pretty, pretty, pretty big guarantees, man.
Toph versus Alphonse Elric.
She bends metal.
I know she bends metal, but Al could literally just send her flying.
He has to get a hold of her, though.
He doesn't have to get a hold of her. Anyway. He could just alchemy a bunch of things to grab her.
Then she could just bend those.
What could she?
That's a good question. Might be able to if he uses stone. If he uses anything,
but no. That's the question. It's like what would overpower, bending or alchemy?
I know that's a good question. I think bending wins.
I think alchemy does.
Why?
Because it's a like all truth seeing God, versus the elements.
Yeah, but it's bending those elements in the real world.
Yeah, but it's like this is powered. Well, no, this one is powered. Theirs is powered by. Yeah, theirs is powered by the... What is theirs powered by? The god. And the other ones are powered by tectonic plates.
Right.
It is turn-offable. I don't know.
I don't think when the alchemy triggers and creates, like, a stone hand, I don't think that stone hand is...
But it doesn't have to be just, a stone hand.
That's what I'm saying. But what are they using?
What I'm saying is Alphonse can do more with stone than Toph can. He can make and do... So it's like, if he can do more than what she can do already, why would he not be able to win? He's also a better hands-to-hands fighter.
But if he touches her, she just bends him to pieces.
Yeah, but like, he doesn't have to touch her. He's already better at doing what she does.
You're not wrong in that case.
Because he can bend. Technically, he can bend anything.
True. You're not wrong in that case. I'm just like, I don't know.
And also, he could just send a bunch of projectiles at her.
Yeah, he could.
She would never notice those.
Well, she knows how to block projectiles and.
But he could send like a plethora of projectiles.
Okay.
Like so many.
She could just make a wall.
She could make a wall. But also, he could just make a wall.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think. I'm fine giving it to make the Toph loser on this one. I do think there's an argument to have if.
I just think she, like, he can do everything she can do, but better.
True, but then long distance metal. Like, she can do long distance metal bending. Maybe not Toph in the show. It's in Korra, I guess, that comes out, which Toph technically could do later on.
For like a distance. Okay. Yeah, it would be definitely. Yeah, because he is made of metal.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know where we. I'm fine saying Toph loses this one still. But that is an argument.
I think we'll just go Alphonse loses just because he is made of metal.
Okay.
Like, it's like if she was versus like.
If this was Ed, it'd be a different story. But it's like
Ed would definitely win.
It's like this is like Al's kryptonite. Yeah, like all she has to do is bend the seal out of place. Yeah, exactly.
I think Ed would definitely win because even if she was like, I'm gonna bend your arm and your leg, he'd be like, cool, I don't give a fuck. Mm. I could still
Doesn't matter. I can put them back. Yeah, I can put them back together and all that stuff. All
right. So I'll Alphonse. Clap my cheeks. Alphonse. All right. Alphonse Elric. Character versus character 19. Aizen. Bleach. Probably. I don't
know. Aizen wins.
Yeah, I was going to say Aizen, right?
Yeah, Aizen totally wins. Yeah, yeah. Aizen is as strong, if not stronger, than Ichigo.
Yeah. Okay. So then Alphonse Elric versus the last character. Gon.
You've watched Hunter more than I have. I don't know about that one. I want to say Alphonse still, because I feel like he just spear Gon.
No, I just Gon's power up.
Nen, and power up and Nen. Yeah. Nen makes you more durable, doesn't it?
Yeah. That Gon power up would definitely take out Alphonse, so I'm just going to probably give him to him on that.
Okay.
My only thing is that, like, it just really depends. It's just like, he's not Naruto level strong.
Yeah.
So it's like, Alphonse technically could like just trap him.
Yeah, okay.
Like Father did with, like, you true. Know, like, right. like yeah. they can do some big ass alchemy moves.
Oh, yeah, true.
Like, I mean, the one guy took an entire, like a city version iceberg, and that guy's not even that good of a bender.
Yeah, true.
Like, almost to the capital to destroy it. So, but I'm going to have to give it Gon because he has that power up. That, like, super dumb long hair power up.
Yeah.
Would, like, that's, like, Super Saiyan mode.
And okay.
There's no one who goes Super Saiyan mode in Full Metal. Like,
yeah.
Full Metal's honestly, like, a low key. It's more of, like, hand-to-hand combat, like, you know, kind of stuff. So,
yeah.
They fight, like, real people.
Yeah. And they have a much better, they have a power scaling in there that, like, just more balanced.
I mean, like, just to take out Father, who was just, like, if you think about it, just, like, an avatar.
Pretty much, yeah.
It took, like, an entire army.
True. Yeah. So, yeah. So, makes sense.
Yeah.
Makes
so, sense. Alphonse Elric. I did not see that coming. It kind of makes sense. They're more realistic.
Yeah.
Their bodies are definitely not as strong, too.
No. I think
body. But that's another thing, too. You're saying Gon's body is stronger than...
Yeah. Anime Nen. Yeah. Alphonse and Ed especially can get damaged. Like, it's a big point in the show that Alphonse, like, armor is constantly getting broken.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
it's
yeah,
like,
yeah.
We're running out of, like, material to fix this, bro.
And, well, that's the thing, too, is if Gon, like, knocked it off and around...
Mm-hmm.
And yes, Ed can stretch his armor to make more, but there's a limitation before it gets too thin, because you can't just make things up with alchemy.
Yeah.
There has to be
equal
exchange.
Yeah. Which I remember is totally understood on that level, is that, like, was the armor made of a different thing than metal?
No, why?
Why can't you just use more metal?
What do you mean?
To add on to, like, he stretched his arm back out. Yeah. Why couldn't he just alchemy regular metal and fuse it into the armor?
Oh, well, they would do that, but if you had to do it, like, in a pinch.
Oh, okay.
Like,
okay,
fair, like, yeah, like, there's no metal around, like, they're in the woods or something.
Yeah.
Because a lot of Hunter x Hunter takes part in the woods. But Alphonse Elric, biggest loser, fighting wise.
Yes.
Obviously, for a good character, you know, next, I'm actually really enjoying this. We need to do more of these.
I'm fine with that, yeah.
Next time, let's do worst character or something. Cause,
yeah.
Or biggest good boy or something like that.
Okay, I'm fine with that. Yeah.
But. If you disagree with us anything,
we can do this for, like, regular cartoon characters
too. Oh yeah, absolutely.
All right, I'm like,
I think Biggest Loser was more fun, honestly.
Shitting on people. Yeah,
honestly, it made it harder because I feel like we got Whitebeard at one point. I'm like, Whitebeard's fucking up majority of that list.
Yeah,
I'm trying. Who do we get across that would it beat Whitebeard?
That wouldn't beat Whitebeard. That would have beat Whitebeard. That we came across.
Yeah, that we came across. Aizen wouldn't have. Gojo.
I don't know. Aizen might have.
No. Whitebeard? No way.
I mean, Aizen's whole thing is cutting. I don't know.
Yeah, and Whitebeard could easily get stabbed. He doesn't give a fuck.
But Aizen can, like, just regenerate.
Yeah, but he could just...
Aizen took, like, one of the strongest bleach attacks and was almost fine afterwards.
I'm talking Prime Whitebeard, though?
I don't know. Prime Whitebeard? Maybe. I don't Aizen know. It's tough.
I don't even know if... Because
Aizen approaches godhood and all that stuff.
I don't know if they could handle the haki, though. That's the question.
Yeah, I guess that's true. We don't know.
Yeah,
if,
we don't know how hot. We don't.
Yeah, how it's
one
to one. One to one. I think I just say for the sake of the argument, we say it does. We say, like, all powers that would affect the character in their world affected across other worlds.
So I probably off of everyone we had would probably be Aizen and Gojo.
Yeah, because you can't touch Gojo. I don't know how you do it.
Yeah,
that's pretty tough.
Gojo would lose to Goku, though. Just want to point that out.
Oh, 100%. People think Gojo is They think he is the strongest anime character ever.
Yeah, and it's really annoying.
It really is.
Gojo is strong. Yes. He's very strong in his anime. He's, like, the strongest character in his anime.
He is the strongest in his anime.
But, like, they're like, oh, you can't touch him. Like, Goku first of all, is so much faster than Gojo.
I know.
Infinite Void wouldn't work on Goku. He's a moron.
I know, sure.
They're like, oh, all the information at once. Goku'd be like, okay.
Neat. Okay. Yeah. I don't understand any of this.
And he's just Goku.
Also, on top of all that, it's like two curses in the beginning of the Shibuya arc demonstrated that there was strategies to fight Gojo. Like they were using their equal amount of curse pressure to hit his void. And like, yes, it didn't work in that case. But if you had stronger curses, that might have worked. Like, they established that, like, there was a way to fight against his infinite void.
And also,
or his limitless.
Also, what was that? Well, that was
Jogo and Hanami.
Goku would have killed them instantly.
Oh, 100%.
They have no... 100%. He just goes, what was the new Super Saiyan? Fuck, I'm blanking.
Ultra Instinct. Super Saiyan, technically.
Yes. He just goes Ultra Instinct.
Anyone can do it.
He goes Ultra Instinct for 10 seconds. Oh, yeah. He's just... wiping the floor with them.
Oh, 100%, yeah. He can overcome infinity.
I don't think Goku could keep up with him.
I don't think Gojo could keep up with him.
Gojo, sorry.
Yeah. I agree. Also, on that level, too, it's like, you have a character. Goku is a character that overcomes and breaks every limit and all that stuff. Like, Gojo's literal thing is called Limitless. Like, Goku is made for breaking limits. I don't understand. Limits in the name. Yeah. He could overcome. Oh, I stand by this. Goku could overcome infinity. Does it make any sense? No. Could he do it? Yes.
Yeah.
So, no, like, it's dumb.
Yeah. I think Gojo is very strong and definitely has moved his way up to the top.
Oh, he's up
there. He couldn't beat Saitama either, I don't think.
No, because Saitama also pretty much just is. Saitama's just the strongest.
He's just like, what?
I don't know.
Yeah. If Gojo was like, I'm going to do this, blah, blah, blah. Sometimes when they're explaining, like, infinite domain. Saitama would just be like, I'm just going to punch you.
Yeah, I was going to knock out all the air. Yeah, I was going to keep punching you until I get through it. I don't know. Yeah. So dumb.
Naruto could beat Gojo, I think.
How so?
He doesn't have to get near him.
Oh, you could talk no jutsu to him, yeah.
Not even talk no jutsu to him. He could just fucking super tail beast bomb him from like a billion miles away.
The Limitless would stop that.
Would it stop a tail beast bomb?
Yeah, it stops everything.
I don't know if it would stop a tail beast.
It stops everything.
It can't. Well, if it stops everything, then Goku would lose.
No, because Goku just get teleported to him before infinity. I stand by he can conquer infinity. So.
Well, then Saitama would lose.
Saitama might. Okay, that's fair.
No, he wouldn't lose.
Because I also think Saitama could break infinity.
Yeah, so probably Naruto probably could.
Naruto could not do that.
Dude, he's a god.
So?
He's a literal god.
So?
Gojo's never fought anything god level.
I think just in terms of, if we put the two in the universe together.
I'm saying, if we put them in the same universe together, is the fact that Jogo and Hanami figured out there is a way to break it. I'm pretty sure.
I guess on that level, Naruto's sure. I guess
super
on that
god
level,
magic.
Sure. Fine, could, yes. Could, like, I guess on that level, yes. Maybe he could, yes.
Yeah, I think.
They're talking just, if he's just shooting a tail beast bomb at him, that's not going to work.
I mean, that on top of everything else Naruto does.
Maybe, yes. Maybe if there's a million shadow clones that hit him at once and do the extra curse, whatever they did, the curse. I still don't fully understand it. They hit him with more curse energy and somehow it worked. Right. If they did that, yeah, sure. That could definitely work.
Not the current Naruto, obviously, because it doesn't have Kurama anymore.
Yeah, the current Naruto couldn't do shit.
I'm not counting that Naruto. I'm counting the Naruto at the end of it.
I don't know if the current Naruto could beat someone in Demon Slayer.
I know. Yeah. I'm counting the Naruto at the end of...
The true Naruto.
You know what? You know, I think also... We'll finish up with it, but you know what? I also think beat Gojo is Luffy. Just because that's what he does.
I guess, yeah.
That's what he does. I don't know how Gojo would hurt him.
Yeah, that's a good point, yeah. That's a real good point, actually.
I just don't know how he would hurt him.
I mean, like...
I know Luffy's hurtable, but like...
Yeah. Hollow Purple could hurt Luffy.
He would avoid that.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Or you just take it on.
Or yeah, that's fair. That's probably true. That's probably true. Knowing him, yeah. You know, yeah, because like Kaido's flame breath didn't really like, especially when he went Gear 5, didn't really like, it hurt him, but it like didn't damage him infinitely.
Yeah.
So maybe he'd just be fine.
I think Gojo is definitely super strong, but I think there's like a lot of times when people don't realize, except for Sukuna and Jogo, I guess. But like, if you really look at it, like a lot of the characters in that show aren't that strong.
Yes.
Like,
comparatively to other universes.
Oh, the universe. Like, yeah. I personally honestly think Zoro could beat Gojo. Like, Zoro's so fucking strong. He doesn't even need to be near the motherfucker to cut him up. And they're like, oh, there's no way his sword attack would go through an infinite. I'm like, dude, his sword attack goes through fucking space. I'm pretty sure this thing could cut him.
Yeah.
But only because, like, Zoro fights like, you got to think about it. I guess a king is, like, doing Jogo-level attacks, almost, like, Sukuna-level attacks. He did, like, a super, like, fire circle thing that's, like, almost like
Conquest,
an atomic...
Conquest of the Sea, you're talking about? Wait, what are you talking
King.
Oh.
When he was fighting Zoro.
Oh, he's fighting King.
He does, like, that circle fire thing that's, like, three nukes put together. Yeah. It's, like, shooting off of, like...
That's stronger than Hollow Purple.
Yeah. I'm like, that's almost like a Sukuna-level attack.
Yeah, that's stronger than a lot of stuff in there. So,
I think it's just compared to, like... I think they, like, Gojo is insanely strong. He's definitely, like, putting them in the top 10.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, like, everyone just, like, because he's so much stronger than everyone in his universe.
Yeah,
like,
they say
he's
so they put strong. Him above everyone else. Yeah.
And it's like, dude, have you seen Jiren?
Yeah, sure. That's when it's against an anime like that, too, who literally just, like, throw random bullshit out to break reality.
Yeah.
It's like, come on, guys.
It's like Alphonse being the biggest loser. It's like, Alphonse in Full Metal is pretty strong.
Yeah.
But, like, not that many characters in Full Metal are that strong.
True, yeah. That's
like, I think majority of the characters in Full Metal are getting fucked up.
Yeah.
Maybe Roy Mustang and Father, but like, not Roy Mustang, Father.
And Prime Father.
Yeah, what do you mean?
He's not getting fucked up.
Who?
Father's not getting fucked up.
Yeah, I'm saying Father, Roy Mustang, and the Fuhrer are like the ones who have like...
Sure,
King Bradley has like a chance.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
But, like, they're the best probably options.
Yeah, I can see that, yeah. I can definitely see that, yeah.
Yeah.
But everyone else is getting bodied.
No, everyone else is getting bodied.
They're all so squishy.
Like, Envy's just like, oh, Envy got destroyed.
Yeah. Moe's the homunculi got destroyed.
So Alphonse is the biggest loser. If you disagree with how we ranked it, let us know. But I think that ended up really good.
Yeah, that went pretty well for something we made up in 5 minutes.
Thank you, Normal Nerd Nation, for listening and maybe even watching another podcast episode. Make sure you follow us on Twitter, Reddit, YouTube, and Instagram. Davis is always posting hilarious memes on there.
Also, like and subscribe while you're at it, and leave a rating if you have some time. It helps people find the show.